It is 7:45. Well, actually 7:46, almost 7:47. But who's counting? It is also 39 degrees in West Bend, and we are joined on the phone this morning by our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Good morning.
39 degrees?
39.
Woo!
39. So, you know.
So not quite frost out there. Just
no, wet. And I talked to someone at the National Weather Service this morning, and she said we're probably not going to freeze this weekend, even though it's going to get cold, because it's going to be breezy. Mm-hmm. So we probably won't get frost on things. And here's the weirdness. 2 weeks ago, my tomato mm-hmm. plants, which produced exactly one tomato each all summer long, started blossoming again.
What?
Yeah. One of them completely died. One of the four plants completely died. But the other three have all got like four or five blossoms on them. So
wow.
I just don't get it. So what I think I'm going to do, I've got a little dolly thing kind of thing, and I think I may just put them on that because they're in pots, and then mm-hmm. just wheel them into the garage, you know, and let them sit there in the dark and see what happens for a while. So yeah, but yeah, it's the weirdest thing. I noticed it one day. I was getting ready to just kind of dumpster them, and I'm thinking, look, oh, new blossoms. What do you know?
Weird.
Yeah. So, well, let's see what's going on at the West Bend Public Library. Now, we talked about this yesterday last week, just to kind of, it seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
It does.
We talked about this last week to kind of give people a heads up, but there's as part of Cybersecurity Month, you've got a presentation for teens online today.
We sure do. So today at 5:30, we've got a local cybersecurity guru and parent of teenagers. His name is Rob. He's put together a really fun and engaging event to help answer some questions that teens and parents might have about online security. So if you're worried about keeping your kids safe, or you have kids who are worried about their own information, which would be very precocious of them, but smart, good job parenting those kids, then you can stop by the library at 5:30. Rob can show you how to expose scammers and give you some tools about how to make good decisions online. So teens and parents are welcome at that one.
All right. And then the Teen Book Club, It's Lit, meeting tomorrow afternoon, right?
They sure are. So tomorrow at 4:30 on October 10th, the teens have chosen to discuss Hole by Lewis Sacker and screen the 2003 film, which is rated PG and runs exactly 120 minutes. It's Lit means once a month and is geared toward teens in grades 9 through 12, but younger folks are also welcome, especially with a title like Hole where the content is PG. No sign-up is required for that. So stop by, and even if you haven't read the book, come watch Hole tomorrow night.
I don't remember what that movie's about. Holes?
Yeah, it is about holes. The main character, Stanley, is walking down the street one day when a pair of shoes hits him. They fall off an overpass and hit him in the head. And it turns out that they are very valuable and expensive shoes. And he's accused of stealing them and sent off to a correctional facility. But at this correctional facility, they just dig holes. So manual labor.
Okay.
All day. And I don't want to give away the plot, because there is a reason they do that.
Okay.
But the movie is great. It had Sigourney Weaver as the warden.
Ah, okay.
And another good cast member, if I recall correctly. I'm not looking at the movie case right now, so I don't know off the top of my head, but
right.
It's a good one.
Right. So, and then coming up tomorrow night, it's magic at the library.
It absolutely is. I mean, we all know that the library is magical, but it's extra magical tomorrow night. We've got Jania Taylor is coming. She's a really fabulous magician. I've seen some of her videos on YouTube and stuff, and every little thing she does is magic. This is her first magic show in West Bend, so a performer we haven't had at the library before. If you're going, oh, I've seen all these library performers. Nope, we got a new one for you. And it's totally free thanks to the Kiwanis Early Risers, so no tickets or registration required, and it is family-friendly, so bring the whole squad.
And that is tomorrow night at 6:30.
Sure is. Right after the movie.
Oh, yeah, you could hang around after the movie, and yeah, there you go. So, Lego Club's meeting on Saturday.
They sure are at 10 a.m., and that's where we provide the Legos and you provide the imagination. Children of all ages, genders, and experience levels are welcome. You just build whatever you want with the library's provided Legos, and then we put it on display. And I mean all ages. I was checking out what they built at last month's Lego Club, and I believe it was, I was like, oh, there's a little Packer guy. Someone built a Packers football player. And, you know, who built that? The name just says dad, and, you know, age, unknowable. And so anybody, everybody can come build and get their, you know, have a nice little creative outlet on Saturday.
And there's a Lego event coming up at the old courthouse, I believe, later on this month, too.
Yeah, that's happening. I don't have that in front of me either, but I do have flyers for it at the library if people are interested
in
learning more.
Yeah, yeah. Or otherwise contact folks at the old courthouse.
They're cool too.
Yeah. I saw a thing online this morning that Lego is actually starting a new program where if you've outgrown your Legos, which I can't believe you would actually do. Okay, but if you've outgrown them or you don't want them anymore, they're setting up a program where you can box them up, print out a label, and mail them back, and Lego will clean them, sanitize them, and then recycle them to give to organizations or people or whatever. So they don't just sit around.
That's really interesting. Sounds like a much larger scale version of what happens when you donate Legos to the library. I actually have a mesh bag, and they go through my washing machine.
Yeah, yeah, which makes sense. Well, because I found out you can buy used Legos on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them say, you know, sterilized, and some say not. And I'm just, you know, I don't know that I want to even touch someone else's.
I don't know if I want to think about it. So the library Legos do get washed periodically.
Okay.
You never know.
There we go. All right. So you're doing a program on Monday. I'm about sand and secrets.
Yes. So, and this is a little out of my usual vein of stuff, but we're going to go inside the book Where the Crawdads Sing on Monday, October 14th at 6:30 p.m. It'll run about an hour. Librarian Hannah, that's me. We'll be giving a presentation on Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens, which is so popular that we can't keep it on the shelf, and it's been out for over a year. So you can either, if you haven't read the book, you can come see what all the fuss is about, and I'll have some suggestions for what you can read while you wait. I'm going to try to keep it as spoiler-free as possible. In my practice version that I did, I think we successfully avoided spoilers.
Okay.
So we'll be talking about the author and the setting and why it's such a hit. And if you have read it, you can come and discuss it with other people who've read it, and I'll also give you some suggestions for what to read next. So we're going to try to avoid the spoilers, and all ages are welcome, but the book does contain a little mature content. So just a little heads up there. And no registration is required for that on Monday.
And that's Monday at 6:30.
Sure is.
And then on Tuesday, you have another health presentation.
We sure do. We've got Thyroid Health 101 at the library on the 15th, at 6:30. It'll be an interactive educational session all about your thyroid, so you can find out what it does and why it's important. You can come learn about this very important part of your body and some common health issues that are seen along with it. If you've got any questions about your thyroid health, if you've got personal experiences, we'll discuss ways to stay healthy and improve your health. This is led by staff from Aurora Healthcare, so they know their stuff.
All right, and that's Tuesday evening at 6:30.
Sure is.
All right. So I actually, just to keep people updated, actually returned the first round of material that I checked out from the library on my brand new library card. So I returned some things yesterday. So I'm thinking I have not everything, because I'm not done with everything yet. I've still got I've still got an audio book and a book, but I did return some DVDs and a CD. So now I'm guessing that I'll get my email shortly that I have more stuff. waiting. So
seems to go that way, yeah. And then eventually you end up like me, where you're going, oh, but which audiobook do I bring on my road trip? And
right.
That kind of thing. Let me select from my 7 or 8 that I have checked out at any time.
Right, but right, exactly.
I find that having a due date really motivates me to read more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, it's got to go back. Got to finish it.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. But I did kind of a marathon thing over the weekend because I had these series 11 of Doctor Who, which I hadn't seen, and a movie that I hadn't seen in years that I used to have a copy of, but I loaned it to a friend and it never came back. I hate it when that happens.
Oh, me too.
And that was Something Wicked This Way Comes.
Oh, sure.
That's a great movie.
It is. Based on the Ray Bradbury book, right?
Yes, based on the Ray Bradbury book and the one of the creepiest carousels ever in a movie.
Very, very creepy. Yeah.
I have some other stuff reserved and so looking forward to it. So I know you've got to head out of town. You've got stuff going on. So we shall let you go. We'll wish you safe journey, and we will talk to you next Wednesday.
All right. Sounds good. Take it easy, and thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, Hannah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library.